New York reports highest daily coronavirus case rate despite vaccine, mask mandates. By Hannah Blow on December 17, 2021. New York on Friday reported the highest daily coronavirus case rate to date, despite the prevalence of vaccines and mask mandates throughout the state. New York reported 21,027 new cases of the virus on Friday, which surpassed the record set in January of 19,942 cases. According to Bloomberg, of the roughly 263,500 people tested, 7.98% were positive for the virus. According to the New York Times Coronavirus Tracker, which averages the cases over the last week state by state, New York is reporting a daily average of 11,482 cases, the most in the nation, or 59 per 100,000. That reflects a 56% increase over the last 2 weeks. Additionally, New York is reporting a daily average of 4,146 hospitalizations, or 21 per 100,000, a 25% increase over the last 2 weeks. This comes amid mounting restrictions and mandates in the Empire State, which mandated vaccines for healthcare workers. New York City, specifically, has taken far more aggressive action, mandating vaccines for city workers as well as private sector employees. Additionally, Mayor Bill de Blasio, D., has implemented the Key to NYC Pass, which forces businesses to discriminate against unvaccinated individuals. He recently made waves after extending the requirement to children ages 5 to 11, forcing businesses, such as indoor restaurants, to deny a child's entry without proof of receiving at least one shot. The state's highest daily case rate also follows Governor Kathy Hochul's D. announcement this month, requiring businesses to either require proof of vaccination from customers or implement a sweeping mask mandate. The rule went into effect December 13. As governor, my two top priorities are to protect the health of New Yorkers and to protect the health of our economy. The temporary measures I am taking today will help accomplish this through the holiday season, Hochul said in a statement. During a Friday appearance on MSNBC's Katie Tor Reports, Hochul said New York will eventually change the definition of fully vaccinated to include individuals who have also received the booster shot. We're working on this. I just can't roll it out today until I address that one challenge that's been brought to our attention, she said. I believe that should happen, and we will make it happen in New York.